opportunity back over the New Year's to go down to South America and serve at the camp in Paraguay. So the person I really want to talk about today is a person I met, a guy named Esteban. So he's 19, and he is one of the maybe three or four. There he is. That's me and him. He's one of the maybe three or four teen disciple guys in the Paraguayan church, and he's just inspired me so much. So throughout the week, we became kind of friends, but I didn't know him super well. There's like a language barrier and things, and so I didn't get to know him super well. But it was the last night, and so at camp, we always have a dance party, and so coming back home, or going back to the cabin, I was hanging out with one of the other guys on our team named William, and Esteban comes back in, and he covers himself under the covers, and he's kind of shaking a little bit. And me and William were really confused because he just turned 19 that night. And so it was just after midnight, and so he was running around screaming happy birthday with the rest of the guys. And he just comes in and covers himself, and we're like, that's kind of weird. And so we go over, and we're like, we're checking on him, and we kind of like pull the covers off a little bit, and he's crying. And we're like, why? And I said, what's wrong, my friend? And he said, and he didn't really answer. He was kind of just silent, and he kind of just laid there still. And so I was talking to William for a second, and I was like, I think I'm going to pray. So I prayed over him in Spanish with the broken amount of Spanish that I have. And while I was praying, I could tell he could kind of understand what I was trying to say because he was giggling a little bit. and so I knew that I was kind of getting a kind of a point across. And so afterwards, he kind of sits up, and he starts talking to us a little bit. And one of the other guys who spoke both English and Spanish came back in, named Samu. And he was helping us translate. And he was telling us that Esteban was crying because his mom had just sent him a letter or a text or something telling him that she wasn't going to be coming to the church anymore because of some things happening before. And that was really sad. Especially on Sunday, we were going to have a church service with the camp and the whole Paraguayan church together. And so he was really looking forward to this. But William and I were just there, and we were trying to encourage him and just lift him back up. And so after encouraging him and saying goodnight, he felt a lot better about it. So the next day, it's the day we're going to leave and not going to see him again for, I don't know, at least a year. And we're saying goodbye. We're both crying. We're both trying to figure out what's going on. And he says, I said goodbye, and he said no. And so then he told me to read Proverbs 17:17, which says, a friend loves at all times, but a brother is born for a time of adversity. And he was, and then he said, not my friend, my brother. And then he shared a phrase with me in their native language, Guarani, which is Rohai hu shera'a, which means, I love you, my brother. And so what God really taught me through Esteban was that he let me let go of my walls, my desires, my prejudices, my will and everything, and I needed to surrender that to him so then I could be a part of his purpose, so I could be a part of my purpose, this part of my life for him. And it wasn't, you know, necessarily easy. It was a choice, but God really let me work. And like through Jesus, we were able to connect, and now I have this brother in Christ forever. Thank you.
Okay, hey, my name is Maya, for those of you that don't know me. We're siblings, and my parents are Ill and Angelica. I don't know where. Oh, there's my mom. Usually I find like a creative way to say that, but I guess I'll just say they're my parents today. So I am 18. I'm a senior in high school. I'll be graduating in May. And by God's grace and the Holy Spirit, he led me to be at Paraguay in January. So this was the first, like, and most, well, not first swamp core trip, but the most recent swamp core trip to South America, Paraguay. And I kind of want to start off picking up where Seth left off. So Esteban and I are also friends, and after we left Paraguay and came back home, I've been able to stay in contact with them and text them at least once a week and just catch up on how they're doing. But about a week after we came back, I was texting Esteban, and we were sharing prayer requests and sharing our conversion stories and different things like that. And his prayer request was his mom. And so for a week, we were just praying together and praying over her and just God to move. And I got this one day, I asked him, "Hey, how are you doing?" He was like, "I'm great." And I was like, "Why?" And he said that his mom decided to come back to church that day. And he was just so excited. And I just sat in awe of how God moved in a week, and only a week. And so going to Paraguay, our goal was to plant a summer camp in faith that God would move through creating a safe space, spiritually, mentally, emotionally, and physically, so that the kids would see God. Throughout the fall semester, God had been teaching me one specific thing. When I got to Paraguay, I finally understood how this would work in my life. God wanted to teach me that if I was able to let go of my fears, my desires, and obsessions, he could use me in partnership with him to reach the people he loves. When I finally let go of my earthly cares through prayer and journaling, I clearly saw how God will stop at nothing to reach the people that he loves. I saw how when I was focused on trusting that he has a plan, he could do greater things with me than I could ever plan or imagine. I didn't know until we were in the airport, but in Paraguay, the church there has been in desperate need of encouragement. It's a landlocked country, and no one really goes there. No one's like, "Oh, we're going on vacation, let's go to Paraguay." No, I don't think anybody says that. So it's really hard. However, these kinds of people are exactly the kind of people that God chooses. We hosted a camp for a week, and on the last day of camp, we had a big camp-led service, like Seth was talking about. And what was amazing was that it was the biggest service that they'd ever had in years. There were so many different pieces of that I saw God move in, and I was so encouraged. There were people who had left the church for years that came back just for that service. And what their kids and their grandkids were saying just left them in awe. And it had such an impact that the next week, we were gone, but they had the biggest service at their home church that they had had. Since I've been able to keep in contact with them, I was texting one of my campers, and she was just telling me how much of a change she's seen in the church in 3 months. And I thought that was amazing because we see the change, or we hear about the change through like church leaders. But this was my camper, she's 14 years old, and she was like, "My church has changed." They planted a new church about 2 weeks ago in a city that was about 3-4 hours away. Just through different workings of the Spirit, it was crazy. There are about 7 campers who decided to study the Bible and are still studying the Bible, as well as parents. And so what God has done in 3 months has left me walking in a wonder because he invited me and this team to partner with him. When we trust and believe that he truly gives us everything we need, we are able to work with God and make space for him to move. It's not always easy, but I remember that in my greatest need, Jesus gave himself on the cross to fulfill it and to save me before I even had to ask. John 10:10 says that the thief comes only to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. And where I remember that, the fruit has been abundant. We are invited to remember the sacrifice, have life, and have it to the full. And what a privilege it is to be chosen to be in partnership with God, the creator of the universe. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time that you have allowed me and Seth to just share about you and what you're doing in your spirit. I'm so encouraged by our church and their willingness to partner with you every day. I pray that we can be spurred on through love, just to glorify you and to learn about this full life that you've given us. I love you so, so much. Thank you for everything that you give us. Thank you for everything you have given us and will give us. I love you so much. In your name I pray, amen.